FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's bumper edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show we'll have reaction and interviews from the bank holiday weekend matches against Hyde United and Radcliffe, and we'll be finding out how the women's team got on in their game away at Barnsley. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news on the road as FC United travelled north on Tuesday, with Cedric Mayne opening his goal account and helping FC pick up a battling point at league leaders South Shields.
That's Morse under pressure from Cedric Mayne, and Mayne does well. Mayne with a chance! He scores! He scores! A terrible mistake at the back from South Shields, and Cedric Mayne, with all the composure in the world, kept the pressure on and finished with real aplomb there. Well, although it was a mistake from South Shields, FC full value for an equaliser, Paul.
They've been pressing and pressing, and I think the pressure's told eventually on this South Shields team. They've been on the back foot virtually all the second half, and eventually they've cracked.
FC live there from Tuesday night at South Shields. And Wednesday evening, the women's team picked up their first win of the season with a fine 3-1 win over Bradford City at Broadhurst Park.
Smith, infield to Kennelly now. Kennelly on the halfway line into Bradford's half, looking to switch play here. Finds Chambers on the left-hand side. Chambers takes it in a stride. 1-on-1! Yeah! A fantastic finish by Kirsty Chambers. And what a ball, though, Paul. What a ball to find her. Great stuff, 1-0, 27 minutes played.
Well, she peeled away there at on the far side, and she was well spotted, and the pass was good enough. The defence was a bit asleep, really, letting her run in behind. And once she got into the box, it was an unerring finish into the far corner, as we expect from Kirsty these days.
Alicia, that was deserved, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We've been on top for a while now. It was coming. Very cool and collected finish as well. Nice ball from Eve.
And you were saying, Paul, wouldn't it would be really good if we scored first?
I think it's important because we've always gone behind this season, and this is this will give them a bit of confidence, I think, that we're actually in front.
Here's Hayes. Out to Donnellan. Donnellan, long ball. One bounce, and it's going to get to Chambers. Misread there by Thomas. Chambers got loads of time. Hartley's in the box. Hartley's going to get this ball, surely! And just before half-time, FC United make it 2-0. Chambers getting the ball, loads of time. Hartley completely free, 7 yards out or so, and it's 2-0, Paul.
They paid dearly for not cutting out the ball down the line there that Kirsty gleefully rounded on with Akers. And this time, unlike the last time, the cutback was perfect, and Hartley was rewarded for the run into the box where she was unmarked and tucked it away.
Now on the halfway line with O'Gara. O'Gara turns and passes into space for Chambers to run on to. Can Chambers keep the ball in play? Oh, yes, she can. Flag stays down. Chambers now from the left. Cross comes into Hartley! 3-0 in the third minute of the second half. And, well, good stuff that, Alicia, wasn't it, really?
Very good play.
I was looking over on the far side. The linesman was toying with the idea of putting his flag up, saying the ball had gone out of play. Obviously, Chambers kept it in, and that meant Chambers had time to find Hartley in the box. Hartley couldn't miss from that position. It was a fantastic ball, and 3-0.
Women's team live there from Wednesday night in North Manchester. To the weekend's action now, and on Saturday, FC travelled to Ewan Fields to take on Hyde United. To judge the mood in the dressing room ahead of the game, Ben caught up with FC United manager Neil Reynolds.
Neil, big thank you for joining us pre-match. Obviously, the pitch is in fine fettle, as we come to expect here. What's your thoughts ahead of today's game?
Always like coming to Hyde. You know, people talk about 3G surfaces. This is probably the best one that we've played on. It suits our passing style of football. However, you know, there's been an upturn of events in the last week with, you know, Dave McGurk standing down, and then obviously the temporary manager put one in charge, and they got the new management bounce in midweek and won 3-0. So, you know, on the back of our, you know, good start to the season, we know we're going to be in for it today, and we've got to be as good as we can be, and as better than what we was on Tuesday night.
That 3-0 win for Hyde against Grantham midweek, have you had a chance to watch a bit of that and work out, because obviously it's no longer a Dave McGurk side, is
no.
it? So.
No, I've watched basically all the highlights. I've seen the goals, I've seen how they set up, which is different to what Dave did. But it's that new bounce, isn't it? You know, when I came into FC United, I think we went 6 unbeaten, and then, you know, kind of the rot then sets in. But, you know, if players want to impress managers, then they're going to turn it on for the first few games, and you get to find out about people's attitudes and potential after that. So we're in for a massive test today. Also, it's a local derby. And obviously we've started well, and people look at our last two results against Buxton and South Shields and think, right, let's go and stop them. But we are up against it today. You know, I've known Dan Labakum, he's fallen ill, so Lewis King, we've signed in the 24th hour, will make his debut today, and we're nursing two or three bodies today. You'll see with the lineup that we're having to rest and rotate yet again.
So when it comes to fitness elsewhere, I mean, it's been a hard fortnight into the season. How are we shaping up apart from the goalkeeper?
Good news is Mike Donoghue has had his cast off yesterday, so he's targeting the Whitby game away, which should be great for us. We've just got bumps and bruises. Curtis Jones had to come off the other day. Regan Linney's got a tight groin. Finn Sinclair's got a tight groin. We've got, you know, a couple of problems that maybe at the fullback areas as well today. But listen, we'll patch him up. We've got another game in 48 hours, but we've got to take one game at a time, and today's the most important thing. And if we get through today, we'll have to reassess and reevaluate for Monday's game.
Welcome. And as the PA announcer turns on full blast, right on time, Stato Paul's with us. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good.
So it's been a busy week. You went to Chesterley Street on Sunday, so how many games have you been to now?
It will be 6 in 8 days by the time we get to Monday.
6 in 8 days.
Yeah.
Wow. How many is this for FC United's men's team?
This is match number 5 for the men. It's on Monday.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Buxton on Saturday, followed by South Shields midweek. Today here at Hyde United, then Radcliffe at Broadhurst Park on Monday. How do you think we're doing at the minute?
Well, I think we were highly encouraged by the results against both Buxton and South Shields as league leaders. The fact that we came away from something in both games, I think, was very encouraging. And then we turn to the two games now against Hyde and Radcliffe. With due respect, they are the other end of the table to the league leaders. And we were looking to these two games, really, for maximum points.
Now, there has been some news at Hyde United. They've not had the best of starts. Dave McGurk stood down early in the week. The assistant coach has temporarily took over. We expect an announcement at some point in the week coming up of Dave's replacement. They have had a new management bounce on Tuesday. They beat Grantham 3-0. So
let's hope that's gone.
Do you reckon that's gone? Like, I mean, Neil was talking about when he took over, and, you know, he had a 6-game unbeaten streak.
Well,
to
you
begin
remember
with
the game at Kidderminster we went to without him, and we still won 2-0.
Yeah. So I feel like I should have the casualty music ready to go when I cover the men's team and the women's team. Women's team's a lot worse, in all fairness.
Well, there's 11
moment.
Doubtful tomorrow.
Yeah. The big news heading into this game is Dan Lavercombe, who's poorly at the moment, sending our best wishes. Hopefully he'll be back on Monday. Lewis King is back, everyone. Paul,
right? Well,
you've had to do this on the hoof.
Lewis King, couple of games for us in 2015-16. 1-1-1 lost, I think. We lost to Worcester City, I seem to remember. I think the other game might have been against Buxton, I don't know. But Matlock, not sure. The last time we saw him, he's been a bit of a journeyman keeper. The last time we saw him was last season playing for Stafford against us at Broadhurst, and we won that game 2-1. So it's his second spell with us. I believe it's a loan spell, this one.
Okay.
From what we hear. But yes, he's played for us before, so hopefully he'll fit in. We may miss Labakombe. I mean, he's been in great form this season so far, Labakombe. He's made some good saves. Shot-stopping high quality. Lewis King's got big shoes to fill there.
And obviously the back four remains unchanged, which is good, but it is a new keeper behind them.
That's always causes some issues of communication.
Yeah.
So let's hope that they gel quickly today, because Hyde, on the back of a win in midweek, as you mentioned, will be confident, especially on this pitch as well.
And number 8, Liam Tong, once more. Cross comes in. It's a decent-looking one. It's nodded down, and it's in. Hyde United take the lead. Well, ball came over the far post there. Wasn't well defended by FC United.
I think it was Hardy that got the touch.
Morris brings it forward. And Hyde with a one-goal lead. Now Jamie Cook over halfway. FC looking for response there. Not a great ball from Cook. Hits the Hyde player, and Pratt now has it for Hyde. Tong. Oh, lovely ball from Tong. Left-hand side is Pratt. Plays it over. And this could be 2-0. But it is. It really is. Well played over there. And Harry Ben's got ahead of Dodd. And sort of half committing himself there, Lewis King. But number 7, Ben's got to the ball first. The ball bounced nicely for him, and he nodded it over the keeper. And FC in bother here, trailing by 2-0. We've played nearly half an hour.
Do you think, though, when we've got a new keeper in, we're not really offering him much shielding when Hyde are coming forward?
I think it's rather bare in front of him at the moment when crosses are coming in. I think the game has basically been FC having lots of possession and not having the wit or invention to break Hyde down, and then looking very vulnerable when they lose the ball.
I mean, the thing is, people are going to say, King should have come off his line quicker. But it was a free header.
It was.
Well, it was, yes. And, you know, where was the marking?
Ennis, well, he loses possession there. Tom's clearance. Morris, a right,
off
challenge.
Off the ball here. I think the pair of them might be going off here if the linesman's seen it. Ennis in there, number 4. They clashed off the ball. Ennis took exception, and then the pair of them basically went for a bit of a wrestle.
Well, let's see.
It could be downgraded to yellow cards, depending on how the assistant sees it. The referee didn't see it.
So the referee in conversation with his assistant.
It will be very unfair if one gets punished and the one doesn't.
It's a red card. And this afternoon goes from bad to worse. FC's afternoon really FC going from sublime to the ridiculous here.
Let's see if the referee does anything else.
Well, he's having a word with Tom Morris, but I don't think he is. It will be a free kick.
So basically, Ennis has been penalised there for retaliation.
Potts there for Maine. Maine now, can he get on the end of this? Maine, yes he can. Into the box, Cedric Maine flicks it for Sinclair Smith with a volley. Oh, what a shot! Hits the post, and Hyde get an FC have the ball with Potts. Superb effort there. Now Sinclair Smith, does he fancy a shot here? You fancy he does there. 5 in the wall for Hyde. Finally it'll be taken. What a hoo-ha it is to get kicks taken these days. Now then, Sinclair Smith chips it beautifully. It's the other side of the bar, and Morris with a rebound, absolutely magnificent from FC United. It was a superb free kick. Hits the underside of the bar. First to react was Aaron Morris. A mood of this contest now takes a shift. It's Hyde United 2, FC 1.
Right on the hour mark.
And, FC clear. There's Sinclair Smith. Fagbola nods it across. Potts tries to go in. Miscued pass there. Wadika now chips it forward for Maine now. Maine will have a battle with Morris. Maine goes down. Maine gets up again. Great ball to Smith. Smith, cross comes in. Wadika! Now Sinclair Smith.
It's a penalty!
It's a penalty to FC United. And what an unlikely equaliser it will be. But here he comes, Cedric Maine. No! It's saved. Finley Sinclair Smith. Cross ball comes in. Well, thanks for joining us, Neil. We'll come to officials, we'll come to the second half performance, but it seemed to us that FC just were not at it in the first half. When you look at the way the fluency of the play on Tuesday night, for example, that wasn't being replicated. How did you feel in the first half?
I'll stand there and apologise, you know. I have to do that as a manager. But you saw my reaction at half-time, what happened. I won't stand for that. You know, I don't care who you are, where you've played. You know, I can... It'd be hard because, like, there's been such positive interviews, but you can't turn up here and expect as many fans to travel down here and put that first half display. And I know I took Cook, Linney and Simpson off. I could have took six or seven off, but, you know, we did what we did. We didn't get any help from the officials, but I've got to be careful what I say there. Watch back the first goal. It's disgraceful. But, and then he adds 2 minutes on at the end. But then we make the changes at half-time and we come out fighting second half.
In terms of that performance, what specifics were there for you that was letting the team down in that first half?
Basics, character, work rate. I mean, how many times did, you know, the midfielders get pushed off the ball and giving cheap free kicks away? How many times did we didn't recover back there? How many times did Cedric give the ball away at the top end? You know, it just went straight. How many times did Baker and Morris get beat in a duel centre half? It just went right through. But I guess when you do change it and you put lads on with a bit more energy, a bit more heart, and that's what it was second half. You know, you reap the rewards, and you know, another day we come away with a point, even three, second half performance. Really proud of it, but you can't play like that first half. That's horrendous. Horrendous.
In a way, how proud are you that FC's 10 men were better than Hyde's 11 in the second half?
They were brilliant. I mean, I'll have to look at the Ennis sending off. I haven't seen it yet. We did really well second half. I expected us to have a reaction. You know, no disrespect to Hyde. You know, with no manager, a standing manager, and they struggled against our 10 second half. But if we would have turned up, well, I'm saying turned up, the first 10 minutes we were brilliant and we should have been 2 up. And we weren't, and we lost hope and belief. And I don't understand that. And people stopped running. And that's the fundamental difference, they stopped running. And there's no excuse for that. You know, the last message I'll give to my Jack in the morning for North End is work hard. If you don't work hard, you're not playing at this level. And I'm just thankful I've got Donoghue out of the cast now. I've got Curtis Jones come back in. Hopefully another body this week. Lavercombe's come back in. But I think some people have had too many chances now.
At the risk of labouring the point, this is the very thing we spoke of before the game. After the game, we kind of alluded to it with yourself. The team plays those two huge games against maybe the two best sides. It meant the four really strong games against four of the top sides in the league. Give it everything.
Yeah.
Show real professionalism. What does it say about them that they come to a winnable fixture, not an easy place to come, and don't deliver that?
There's no excuse. It doesn't matter who you play week in, week out. We made changes to freshen it up today, and the changes didn't come in and do enough. And lads were playing out of the skin today. Yeah, we've got injuries. Everyone's got injuries. They've got injuries. It can't be more than that. We don't change the style of play. The surface suits us. We just got out-muscled in every area first half. And you sin. You know, I think I've done it once before. South Shields away, I took three off. And today, you can tell by my reaction. I'm not accepting three people going through the motions. And, you know, if that is the three that come off, then so be it. But, you know, people have had a lot of chances now and have got to be better than that.
Was the decision for Cedric to take the penalty, was that made on the field, or was he always going to be the penalty taker?
Charlie Ennis is the penalty taker. When he's on the field, Cedric's the penalty taker. When he's not on the field, then, you know, I don't watch the penalty, so I can't comment. I turned away. Had a feeling when I turned up today that I don't know what people have been doing in preparation for today's game, you know, but we pride ourselves on fitness and looking after ourselves and professionalism. And the fans deserve better than what they saw first half today. So, you know, I will own that and I will deal with that. And it's a real kick in the teeth because we should be getting 3 points today.
Onward, Radcliffe on Monday. Probably no guessing what your message is going to be to the squad.
It's quite an easy one, isn't it? So, but thanks for everyone for turning up today, and we'll do our best to put it right on Monday.
Well, thanks as ever for joining us, and we'll see you in 48 hours.
Cheers, guys.
Neil Reynolds there, speaking after Saturday's match with Hyde United. And shortly we'll be hearing if the Reds could bounce back against Radcliffe on Monday. But before that, let's head to the women's team now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United travelled to South Yorkshire to take on Barnsley. To hear how FC got on, let's hand over to Ben and Paul.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to South Yorkshire, and to be precise, the Womwell Recreation Ground, the home of Barnsley's women's team. I nearly said the bar then, it's because we're commentating from the bar. It's Barnsley against FC United and Manchester's women's team. And joining me for a little chat pre-match, Stato Paul's with us. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, we're back again. Bit of momentum behind FC United after the midweek victory over Bradford. What did you make of the game?
I think what we've seen this season is we've seen gradual improvement after three games. Each game we've got better and better. We threatened to get a result at Chesterley Street last weekend, and in midweek we actually managed it. So now we're up and running with 3 points.
Absolutely. We should say we're commentating from, well, it looks like an old speedway track actually, so we're right on the behind one of the goals. But it's like being back at Wembley, isn't it? Back in the old days. Yeah, we're quite far back, so forgive us if we get anything wrong. But the major talking point ahead of the league season against Newcastle, the Chesterley Street game, ahead of the Bradford game, and ahead of this game, and I said it yesterday at Hyde, I feel like I should be playing the casualty theme music in the background. We've got a lot of injuries, Paul.
We have. It's getting difficult to know who's fit and who's not fit, because some of our players are patently not 100%, but they're being pushed out there because there's not a lot of options available. So you have to make a bit of allowance for that at times. But, you know, we've got 8 players unavailable today, even before the fitness test.
Almost a team, isn't it? Almost a team. There's a couple of players who've passed fitness tests, but that doesn't mean they're 100%, does it? It just means that the leg's not going to fall off or anything like that as they're playing. But it's a long list, Paul. But we saw on Wednesday, whatever the team Tom puts out, there's a belief there now, isn't there? And, you know, if we can keep that level of energy going, we'll pose a threat to a lot of teams in this division.
Yeah, I think we're finding our feet in this division, and it's not been easy by any means to do that.
Well, both teams now coming out onto the pitch. Barnsley wearing all red, and FC United wearing their customary blue away kit.
There's a chase on here.
And long ball over the top. Barnsley on the attack inside the penalty area towards the back post. And Donnellan
struck
facing the goal. Not much room to manoeuvre there, and hits her own crossbar. And it's cleared now. Oh, and a bit of a mix-up there between Hayes and Mather. Allows Barnsley an opportunity here. One-on-one with the goalkeeper. And there's no saving that one. And on 7 minutes, Barnsley take advantage. We were mentioning earlier, Paul, about the makeshift nature of that back line at the moment. And Hayes and Mather getting into a bit of a muddle. And Barnsley take the lead, Paul.
Emily Pierpont there. Left us hung at the back, I'm afraid.
So it's a free kick to the home side. We've had 22 minutes played. FC trailing by 1-0. This free kick right in front of the home dugout on the touchline on the right-hand side. Lofted long into FC United's penalty area. Hayes doesn't deal with it. Breaks to Ken. Oh, well, I thought Kennelly was going to get on it, but Nat Watson got to it first and poked it past Ainsworth. And that was all very simple stuff, that, Paul, really, wasn't it? 2-0 to Barnsley now.
Rather soft, really, when you get a free kick launch from deep and somebody misses a header and somebody runs in behind and nods it in. Not very good at all.
Smith can't win it, and it's now with Miles. Miles threads that ball through. That's a nice ball to the edge of FC United's penalty area. Turns infield, shot comes in, and that's a beautiful worked, I was about to say goal, but effort. And the reason why I'd not said goal is because Ainsworth has just produced a brilliant save to palm that wide, Paul.
That was a terrific save. 3-0, the game would have been absolutely dead and buried.
And that's a loose pass in the back there for FC United. Pounced upon, flag goes up from the linesman. Referee says play on, because the advantage very much with Barnsley. Shot saved by Ainsworth. Really, Barnsley should be 3-0 up there, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, we're down to Chloe Ainsworth keeping the score down at the moment.
Foy with this corner. In it comes, on the left foot. Lofted in towards the 6-yard box. And oh, there's Ainsworth again, saving it. This time on a back post. Chambers, O'Gara down the right-hand side for Chambers. Can FC United launch a counter here? Chambers just inside Barnes' half. Tries to find Hartley. Hartley pounces. Hartley's through. One-on-one underneath the goalkeeper. And FC United have scored 2-1 right on half-time, Paul. Yes, well, that's better. That was good, wasn't it?
A great time to score. There's no bad time to score, of course, but that really puts us back in the frame, and let's hope we can draw some comfort from that in the second half.
Donnellan to take on the left-hand side, headed clear, only as far as O'Gara. O'Gara gets it back to Donnellan. Wild to O'Gara. O'Gara, good ball, that towards Chambers. Chambers on her right foot, though, has to come back on her left, and now she does. Shot comes in, and that's the equaliser from the captain.
Brilliant stuff from FC United. 53 minutes played from 2-0 down. It's 2-2, Paul.
It was interesting. The cross came in and I felt Kirsty did very cleverly there. She backed off from the defender. So the defender was in front of her and she just used the faintest of contact to create that little gap. And of course she wheeled behind the defender and slammed it in with the left foot like she does.
Great finish. 2-2. Ball breaks into midfield. Here's Kennelly now for FC United. Kennelly, she's challenged but gets the ball back and then plays a pass down the right-hand side for Mather to chase onto. Mather being pulled back a little bit there by Pierpoint, but Mather keeps possession. Smith, infield to Kennelly. Pass breaks to Wild though. Wild wins it back. Here's O'Gara. O'Gara out to the right-hand side. Here's Davis. Davis crosses that ball in. He's going to get, he breaks to Harley.
Yes.
And Harley makes it 3-2. FC United, well, they've deserved that, Paul, in all fairness. But what a turnaround. 62 minutes played. And FC United, from 2-0 down, take the lead.
Well, this time it was a defensive error from the Barnsley back line that's cost the goal. And Hartley was in the right spot at the right time to fire in the empty loose ball. And that was that completes quite a turnaround in 16 minutes of the second half.
Well, Hartley with 4 goals now in 2 matches. And that is full time. And FC United, well, for 44 minutes, the first 44 minutes of this game, FC United completely under the cosh. Ainsworth producing 5 or 6 brilliant saves. Barnsley going up to 44 minutes, 2-0 up. It should have been 4-5-0 up. And then right on half time, we get a glimmer, we get a little foothold. A little goal, the first proper attack from FC United. The second half, there's one change made. Smith goes into the centre-back position. We're comfortable. I don't remember Ainsworth making that many saves in that second half at all.
Nothing too serious,
no.
I think.
And then it's been nearly one-way traffic all the way through most of that second half. FC United worthy of the 3-2 victory. Hartley with 2 more goals to add to a 2 scored midweek. It's been a great performance this from FC United.
Terrific fight back. It also pushes the team up to 7th or 8th, possibly, the table.
You want me to tell you the scores now, don't you, and then work it out? OK, we could do this.
Certainly, I think Ella Hartley was player of the match for me. She, again, as she was for the last game with Bradford, a threat up front all the time. Scored twice, could have had a hat-trick. Ably supported by Kirsty Chambers, who had another good game, and one or two others. Got to speak about Olivia Smith going into the back four in the second half. She may never play up front again after that.
We had a little chat with Tom at half time because he said
we were struggling.
We need to change it. The makeshift nature of the back four, it just wasn't happening. Befe's already had an injury heading into the game. She was the best of the defenders in that first half, but that was the change that was made, and we really did look solid. And you could throw Smith into the bucket of Chris Sutton and Dion Dublin of a striker who actually can play centre-back now.
Yeah, it was, I think the attitude was different as well. Whatever Tom said at half-time, we were sharper, we were quicker. We confronted the player on the ball much quicker than in the first half. Again, I think we showed him a bit too much respect in the early minutes. And, you know, we can't keep giving teams 2-goal leads. We've managed to turn it over today, but I'm sure in the long term, Tom wants us to be much more solid at the beginning of the game.
How are you, Tom?
I'm better than I was 45 minutes ago.
Well, 46, I'm going to say,
yeah.
Because up to 44 minutes, we were under the cosh.
Yeah, big
Ainsworth
time.
Has produced 4 or 5 brilliant saves,
yeah,
and kept the score to 2-0. And then there's a glimmer of light, which makes your team talk, I'm imagining, at half-time a bit easier.
Yeah.
We needed that goal, didn't we?
Yeah, big time. Said at half time, there's only really Chloe, Ella Hartley, and Derby that could walk off at half time with their heads held high. Like you say, we lost the game in our 1v1s, and we made hard work of what arguably should have been quite light work. Obviously, they had the fitness side on us because obviously they've rested a few games, but we should have been winning the game with match sharpness, and we didn't even match them physically, so that's where we fell apart. And like you say, persistence paid off for Ella Hartley and got us into the game before half time.
And it's 4 goals in 2 games now for Hartley, playing up front on her own essentially.
Yep.
That's worked out quite well, hasn't it?
Yeah, she's flying. She's still telling me she don't want to play there, but the performances are making her making it a bit of a stitch up for me. Like, yeah, we're really impressed with Elle at the moment and how she's performing on and off the ball. Like you say, she's getting us 2 goals a game at the moment, but it's the work rate off the ball, especially on a Wednesday night when we were flagging in the last 10 and Ella's pressing everything all over the pitch. So yeah, couldn't be any more happier with her, to be honest.
Speaking of players who might not necessarily be happy playing in certain positions, let's talk about Olivia Smith now, who's now going to be put in a bucket with Chris Sutton and Dion Dublin,
as
strikers who can play at centre-back.
Well, she's got a clean sheet, didn't she?
Well, no, this is the thing. Is that the reason why? Because in the first half, they were just peppering us with long balls. There was no point in them doing that in the second half because Smith was winning headers.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got a bit of an internal battle with what we do with Liv at the moment, but since I've come in, it's something I've been looking at, especially with us being, you know, light at centre half and us needing to, you know, try and work with players out of position. Liv's attributes are all there. Like, she's a very intelligent person. Her game intelligence is brilliant. She's strong. She's quick. She's decent on the ball. She loves a 1v1. If you write down what you want in a centre back, it's pretty much there in Liv Smith, innit? So we'll see what happens. But
she can come up for corners.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
But I'm against a lot of the staff and a few of the players on it. But no, Liv, like you say, is putting a monster performance, and a big shout out to Darby Williams. Obviously, she's playing out of position, new to the club, 17-year-old. And again, a massive performance from her. So we'll see where we go with them too.
We're going to be speaking to Lauren Davis in a minute.
We are.
Fair few players around us said she was player of the match.
I'm going to be honest. She's my player of the match without a doubt.
Because you're a lot closer to the pitch than we are. This was our view for the game. You can see. So
yeah.
She controlled that midfield, didn't she?
Yeah, she's such a presence in and out of possession. She commands the pitch. She covers ground well, and she's easy on the eye as well, because when you think about players that are quick and covering ground, it's normally in short bursts. Lauren's doing it for 90 minutes, breaking up play, and then still has all the quality when we do get possession to play on one and two and contribute lethal balls into the final third.
So Anik next Sunday. How are we doing? Because you're fielding scratch teams with players in makeshift positions. We've beat Bradford. Beat Barnsley there.
Yeah.
We're doing okay, aren't we, considering?
Yeah, like I said on Wednesday night, Ben, it's coming together. Like, first half wasn't acceptable, the girls know that. But we've seen what we're capable of second half. And I think that's more important. Like, at the moment, when I look at this squad, the only team that can beat us is ourselves, I think. And we'll go with a similar game plan to Anik, because we don't know much about them. We'll work it out first 20 and look to play with loads of quality attacking football and then assess it as we go along. But without a doubt, at our place, we're going for 3 points at home to Anik, without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, congratulations today, Tom.
Thank you very much,
Ben. We'll get Lauren Davis in now.
And over to you, Loz.
Player of the match. We are live on the radio, just to say. Don't swear.
Don't swear.
Yeah.
All the best, Loz. Well done.
Lauren, how was that performance out there today? Because the first half, it felt like a proper backs against the wall battle. And in the second half, we just dominated, really.
Yeah, I think we made it super hard for ourselves within the first half. I don't know why we feel the need to go 2-0 down most games. But it wasn't good enough from us, and we said it at half-time that that's not how we play. And we let ourselves down, but do you know what? It was the reaction that we did. So we had a team talk, we changed a few bits, and then we come out and we showed the way we should be playing and the way we have played on Wednesday.
It mirrored a lot the Chesterley Street match, didn't it, last week? The only difference was the goal came just before half time. How important do you think that goal was for that team talk?
Massive. I think if you 2-0 up or 2-0 down, that next goal is a crucial goal. Because you know what? If Barnes got another one, it would have been 3-0, would have been going into half time and pretty much game over near enough. But you know, we got one goal back and it changed the game, because we were on the front foot. We went in, scored a minute before half time.
Yeah,
we went in and we were confident, we were positive, we were buzzing a little bit with the goal, so we just come out the way we finished, really, those last few minutes.
And then that takes us to the second half, and it was a completely different performance. I mean, I don't know whether Barnsley took a step back, but it didn't look like it. What was the major difference, do you feel, from the way you controlled that midfield? Because there was no more long balls from Barnes, so they weren't able to do it.
Yeah, I think At half time we said that we have to win our 1v1s. That's what we weren't doing in the first half. They were winning their first balls, they were winning their second balls. So we went out at half time and everyone just had their challenge and their task to win their 1v1. That was the main thing. We went back down to basics, and if we weren't able to press, we'd just drop off, the back line would drop off, so they weren't able to play long. We wanted them to be able to play out, so then when we can can go and win it and win our 1v1s like we did.
So it's been an interesting start to your FC United career, to say the least. I mean, how are you finding it? The performance midweek was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I'm really enjoying it. I stopped playing football for a little bit, but I've known Tom for a long while. He coached me at United, so I've known him since I was maybe 13, 14. So he's got me back playing. And, you know, it's a great bunch of girls. It's just one big team. It's not like there's teams I've played in before where you've got little groups, little cliques, but it's a great team and they work for each other. They work for the person beside them, in front of them, behind them. I've had a couple of losses at the start, but I feel like we're finding our feet now, and I think we're going to do well in the league.
That's the surprising thing, I think, given the amount of injuries we've got, the fact we're not only competing but we're winning, and now that's back-to-back wins. I mean, you must be the mood must be buzzing heading into Alnwick next week now.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially after Wednesday, we needed that win under our belt, and then even coming into this game, we're coming to this game buzzing. We probably didn't look like it in the first half, but after these two wins now, the league table is going to look completely different, and then we're going to have to go again Sunday and get another 3 points.
Well, Lauren, big congratulations today. Lauren Davis, player of the match.
Thank you.
As voted for by some fans here. I think Ainsworth probably have got the first half, but I think you shaded it with the second half performance, so big congratulations.
Thank you.
And
thank you very much.
All the best for Alnwick.
Thank you.
FC United's Lauren Davies there speaking following her side's 3-2 win over Barnsley. Next up for the women's team will be that home game match against Alnwick on Sunday. It will be Pay on the Gate at Broadhurst Park with a 2 p.m. kickoff, and we'll have full commentary on FC Radio as well for those of you who cannot make the game in person. And speaking of Broadhurst Park, let's head there now as the men's team hosted Radcliffe on Monday afternoon.
So, hello everybody, and welcome back to North Manchester. And joining me for this opening bit of the show for a little discussion on team news, what happens after Hyde and stuff like that, it's Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon. It's hours since we did a game.
It is hours, isn't it? Yesterday we were at Barnsley.
Womwell. Yes.
Yes. Good
and,
game, that.
And we won.
Yeah, we did win. But we're back here at Broadhurst Park for the men's team now. Follow-up to Saturday's disappointing game against Hyde United.
Yeah, I think we squandered 45 minutes, really, and then we had to play catch-up again, and it makes life very difficult when you give people two-goal leads.
I was reading the non-league paper yesterday, just, the match report and stuff, and it's the third game where the opposition goalkeeper has received ban of the match. Do we read too much into that?
He made some good saves in the second half, yes, but there were other players that were prominent. But anyway,
yeah. Just to say, matters arising from the Hyde United match, I was right about that challenge on Baker. It was a nasty one, and Hardy was lucky to get away with that. And also, when it comes to the sending off,
yeah,
I think you were right. It warranted a yellow card for both players.
I think
really.
two yellows would have dealt with the situation, yes. Defused it, and we could have gotten with the game.
Yes. Instead, but what we got was one red card and no action against the four.
And we've got a situation where Charlie Ennis is playing today and then going on his summer holidays.
Well, he'd be suspended for 3 games, won't he? Yeah. And just to give you some injury news, it doesn't get much better, to be honest with you. Smith was named as a substitute. I think that was optimistic. And it transpires he's not going to be even making the substitutes bench. So what's happening today is Ali Wadika goes at right back.
Have we ever heard of him playing a defensive role
no.
in the past?
He could have. Could maybe be at school. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I think needs must. I mean, we have got Matty Rain who starts, but Dodd and Rain don't go together, do they? We saw
too
that
similar.
At Banbury. It just doesn't really work. So instead, we've gone with Wadika at right back. I mean, it could work. We saw it yesterday for the women's team, didn't we?
Yeah.
With Smith going centre back.
Sometimes it comes off like a dream.
Yeah.
And then you never get your place back.
How important is it that, you know, the likes of Baker and Morris, because King is still in goal, we should say, as well. So it's pretty much as you were, really. Here's your back four you've only played 90 minutes with.
I think we're picking up injuries on WhatsApp at the moment.
Maybe. The onus is on Baker and Morris to make sure they have a good first 45 minutes, because that's what
put us on the back foot, really. It was, the defence was just non-existent in that first half.
I think this is a very, very critical game for both sides in that I think if we score first, Ratcliffe's Achilles heel this season is scoring goals. They've only scored 3 and 5. If we score first, I think that puts the screws on them. And the other thing I can tell you is, we've met 12 times before.
Yeah.
Every time we've played them, there's been a player playing against his old club. And that continues today, of course.
Yeah, Cameron Belford in goal for...
And the other thing is, we've scored in all 12 previous meetings.
Sam Ashton is on the bench.
Yeah, just in case we don't... just in case we get fed up with one, we can bring another one on.
Yeah, so FC United lining up. I mean, Neil, he doesn't really do it that often. In fact, you know, when he first joined, he didn't make any substitutions at half-time. He made 3, and I can only figure South Shields way did that. And clearly... it improved things in the second half. I mean, we dominated with just 10 men.
I think the team selection has been influenced by that.
Yeah, Jamie Cook does start. He was one of the players who did come off, but he starts. But Linney and Simpson remain on the bench.
The naughty boys on the bench.
That's fair enough, though, isn't it? If you had a bad game,
yeah.
There's some good players.
Well, he's got other players who have to come
fit,
in. And
who are fit for that position. So, yeah.
I think it's Sinclair Smith rightly deserves a start for his 45 minutes at Hyde.
And can I say something controversial? I think he should be taking 3 kicks more. But well, I've said it out loud.
Well,
thoughts, Paul?
Considering what he did at Hyde, yes, that could have some legs. And not also, we should mention Morgan Hanson-Smith has come back.
Yes, so Morgan Hanson-Smith, I mentioned, too many Smiths, I mentioned Jonathan Smith not making the starting 11. He was named initially on the team sheet as a substitute. He's now been replaced, so I'm assuming the injury's call with Jonathan. Morgan Hanson-Smith is back. Very good player. Last time we saw him, South Shields, was it?
I think it was, yeah. He came on, did he come on at half time?
He was one of the Smiths who came on, wasn't he?
Yeah, we threw all the Smiths on, didn't we?
Yeah. I remember Nantwich away, though, being Hanson-Smith's finest performance. I thought he was really good that.
The fact that he's come back, I mean, he's obviously loves the club and he wants to do something here, so fair play to him.
Right, let's hand over to the Coventry team then. And this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's FC United against Ratcliffe. And here's your Coventry team. Ostato Paul, Emily Maguire's back, everyone. And James Quinn.
Sinclair Smith. He's got Dodd to his left. It's a decent ball. Dodd will look to make a first-time cross. Main lovely was... and it's a chance! And it's a goal! And it's Jamie Cook... Well, how ironic is that? Because Cook may well not have started this game. Jonathan Smith picked up that injury, but well, the ball came across, and in fact, Joe Connings was all over Cedric Main, but the ball then broke for Jamie Cook, who just blasted it into the net there, and FC into the lead in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, and to end. You could say it was a fantastic ball into the box. The initial ball I thought was a great one for FC to attack, and it fell nicely. They are all pushing up quite high. A very open start to this game.
90 seconds, that goal.
Good throw in, good long penetrating throw. That's a weapon, and it's a shot there. It's chipped in by Crothers. Michael Potts there with the header clear. Akpark Pro spins it out left-hand side. Cross comes in! And a great save by Lewis King. And it was Cummins who had the opportunity there. Well, a great reaction save from Lewis King. And it's all happening at Broadhurst Park. So Ennis now from the right-hand side as FC look to double their lead. Good cross comes in again. Baker gets a foot on it. He's bobbling around. Main! And oh, my goodness me. Well, three attempts. There's one hit the bar. It was a save, and then I think the ball just fortuitously fell into the arms of Cameron Belford.
Not entirely sure how that's managed to stay out.
Matthew Ray now bringing it infield. Ball intended for Wadicka. Wadicka. Oh, brings it down. Wadicka with a chance. Saved by Belford. Sinclair Smith there. Sinclair Smith now. Left-hand side. Ennis back to Sinclair Smith. Sinclair Smith now. So Ennis into the box, but Lanahan, no foul, says the referee. There was contact, but Ennis not protesting too much. But FC coming so close. Ennis drives forward, finds a ball to Sinclair Smith. Sinclair Smith now trying to tease Cummins. Good ball forward, Dodds. Square ball, Potts, edge of the box for Dodd. Almost gets in. Dodds gets in. Dodds with a chance. Dodd, but he's just a great save by Cameron Belford, who made himself big there. Dodd has it back now, edge of the box. FC piling on the pressure. Blocked. Potts. Potts now. Sinclair Smith out to the left. Sinclair Smith trying to tease his man, but he tries to get a bit too clever there with his step overs, and Orlando Young now in possession, and Orlando Young wins the goal kick. But FC United doing everything but get a second goal. Brought forward there, Akpar Akpro. Morris gets in the way though, and now it's Potts on the halfway line for FC. Feeds Drew Baker. Over halfway is Baker. He's got Dodd to his left. Finds Dodd. Dodd takes it past his man into the box. Dodd slides it across. Main. Oh, it's gone in. And it's, well, it was a lovely flick from Cedric Main and Matty Rain with the finishing touch there. A mistake on the right by Radcliffe. Well, FC have piled on the pressure. They stayed patient. And to be honest, Emily, despite some mischances, FC, good value for a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, certainly. That came from, you know, another driving run forward from Drew Baker, looking very comfortable in possession. He's definitely your modern centre-half, comfortable on the ball, bringing it out. Set up a brilliant run-in from Dodd, who I think he nutmegged the full-back before sending the ball in. And Matty Rain following it up in the right place. They've had the vast majority of possession. I think they've created more chances. They look vulnerable at the back still for me, but it's good to have that breathing space now.
And ball picked up there by Cook. Now Matty Rain, space. Can he get the ball across? Into the box he goes. Trying to use his speed across now, but well cut out. Ball comes back in again. Edge of the box will be Dodd. Dodd encouraged to shoot. Oh, what a goal! What a strike by Adam Dodd. The whole ground encouraged him to shoot. It sat up so nicely, but he hit it so true to the keeper's left. Perfectly placed. Power, accuracy, everything you'd want. FC United, 3-0.
Yeah, fantastic, shall I say. Everybody in here just seemed to sit up. He almost had too long to get that right, but struck it perfectly into that far corner. Keeper with absolutely no chance.
FC United 3, Radcliffe 0. Throw into Potts. Potts hoofs it forward. Oh, and Jamie Cook with a great dummy. Cook now. Can he get the ball out to the left-hand side to me? He breaks for Cook. Surely 4-0. And it will be a penalty. Well, it was a desperate challenge. He did get some of the ball, the defender.
Now the question is, who takes the penalty? Belford's been booked for protesting.
Well, it's looking like Cook's standing on it. He's
no,
and Ennis have an says, argument here.
No, Ennis said away. Had enough substitute penalty takers for this weekend.
Now we've got the real deal.
So this is a moment now. This is a moment for ruthlessness from FC. 3-0 up and a penalty. Ennis against Belford. In comes Ennis. Oh, he's saved by Belford. What is going... And it's a corner.
Well, there you go. The regular penalty taker that time.
Well, FC United, shake of the head from Brian Richardson. And Akbar, a nice ball. Cole Hall. Was he caught by Simpson? Whistler's gone. And Simpson has got himself sent off with a late challenge. I think that would be a one-match suspension, but a very short afternoon for Jordan Simpson. The minimum of contact, really.
That's but all it needed to be. It was clear run through.
Out to the right-hand side to Matty Rain. Linney wants it. Linney makes a good run there. Linney now tries to... Linney with a left-foot shot! And a good save by Cameron Belford. Well, Linney did well there. He brought it in on his left foot, blasted it, but Belford equal to it with a fine save with a strong right hand. Morris. Well, there it is. And FC United and Manchester complete their second win of the season, and just like their first win against Morpeth, it is a 3-0 home victory. and just what FC needed after the disappointing result on Saturday. So two wins, two draws, two defeats. Your thoughts, Emily, on your first time you've seen FC this season?
Yeah, no, I think after a tricky start, they settled into the game. Some great play, some confident play going forward. So I really enjoyed watching Sinclair Smith in the first half, linking up with Cedric Main. Cook is strong throughout, and then defensively they did. You know, the confidence grew as the game went on. I wasn't sure about Whittaker as a fullback, but he did his job. He did more than enough with a clean sheet to show for it. So yeah, a solid performance. And as the game went on, you know, it was clear that FC were the better team and the winning team. And they've seen the game out, going down to 10. They've had to sit back a little bit more and perhaps invite Radcliffe. If we're honest with what we've seen, I think that was a poor performance from Radcliffe, or it shows their standing in the league in terms of not really being able to finish off any opportunities that they were created. But for me, I think FC were well worth the win, and a good solid performance throughout the team.
And a word for Cameron Belford, former FC keeper with 12 saves. FC with some 15 shots on target.
Yeah, he kept the team, you know, kept Radcliffe in it in that first half when it was only 1-0 for such a long time. And he can be very pleased with his own personal performance, but as a team, I think Radcliffe will be very disappointed going in.
Well, Brian Richardson.
Who are we?
Well, we can now reveal the secret. Brian Richardson told me on the coach back from South Shields that he would be taking over. It's now complete. There's all kind of a story going around about the manager.
There's nothing to this management.
He's in the boot of Brian Richardson's car. No, seriously, Brian, you take charge and everything goes well. Overall thoughts on the performance?
First half, I thought we played really well. I think the midfield did particularly well and we had some great performances out there. And I thought we controlled the game quite well. I think they changed the shape second half and they caused us more problems. I don't think we got on the ball as much as we should have done, but we certainly brought the pragmatic side out and we defended well. Then when Jordan got sent off, I felt, you know, we held on well, you know, and we did at 3-0, but the penalty could have made our life a little bit easier. That's two we've missed in two games, so we need to have a penalty competition on Thursday night, I think, do you? So yep. See if we can find a penalty taker.
The first 60 seconds was a bit ropey. Was that Bank Holiday Entertainment that you decided to set up for the crowd?
<was it? laughs> Dutch football, playing from the back. No, I think they pressed quite well, to be honest with you. First 10 minutes, I think they were a lot of experienced players and they put us under a lot of pressure. They obviously done their own work on us, knew how we would play. And you know, they gambled on pressing us high and fortunately we got out of jail. I think Drew's back pass that nearly went in the net was a fantastic save by Kingy scrambling back.
And Matty Rain coming in, getting a start after coming in the second half on Saturday. How do you think Matty fitted into that?
Matty's fitted in great because Matty Rain is a left back who's come from Burnley and he's now played every position here by left back. So I think he's done fantastic for us. He's a very, very promising left back at this level. But he's played on the right for us. He's played holding midfield for us on Saturday. And the great thing about Matty is that he's flexible. And that's what you need. That's what managers need in clubs.
And how pleased were you the way that he got on the end of that second goal?
Well, it's funny, really, because we've been talking about it in the dressing room before, that number of balls we get to the near post and nobody attacks it. And Matty, God love him, went straight across it and got his shoulder on it or whatever he got. I don't know what he got on it. It certainly wasn't his foot. But it just shows if the ball's right and you make the right run, it'll go in anywhere, won't it? Which is what happened.
Let's talk about Cedric Main, who probably man of the match just about for us today.
really immense, incredibly skillful, incredibly strong player. When he you know, to fight for the ball and to hold it, how do you see that today?
Well, I'm not sure I see that because I took him off for 10 minutes to go, so I'm a bit gutted that you've called him man of the match.
I thought you were just resting him.
No, we were resting him because he's obviously running. He's worked really hard, and we've had nobody else in there, so he's had to play nearly 90 minutes now, quite a lot. And you're worried about things like that, where the players will get little niggles and you can make them worse. So, yeah, he's a great target, man. It'd be great to see him. Oh, yeah, 100%. There's more to come. We need to get some goals in his game because he's more than capable of scoring goals.
So, Bootle on Saturday, FA Cup. How do you see them as opposition? What's the key?
The FA Cup's strange, isn't it? I mean, I've had some awful turnovers in my career in FA Cups. So we've got to treat every team with the utmost respect. And we'd be expecting to turn the sort of performances that we've done today, regardless of where they are, because it's banana skins all round in the FA Cup. So, no, we'll be doing our job, doing our preparation and making sure that we're right.
And suspensions, perhaps two suspensions the weekend. What about Dan Lavercom? Too soon for him?
I hope not. We were half expecting Dan to come in today, but I've got to give Lewis King credit. Yeah. I thought today, more so even than against side, I thought he's really, really good. And we knew we'd get bombarded a little bit with the big side they are. And I thought he stood up to it absolutely unbelievably well. I've been told I've got to say unbelievably unbelievable. Because apparently I said that on Tim's. So it's now a bit of a catchphrase.
Unbelievably unbelievable. That is your
catchphrase.
It'll always be remembered, unbelievably unbelievable. Do you know whether you will be in charge on Saturday or is that to be?
We'll have to see how Neil is. I mean, obviously, we're all wishing him get well as soon as he can. And we'll take that as the week comes on and see where he's at with it. But I'm sure he'll be happy today. He was never off the phone firing instructions down to the bench.
Was he?
We managed to ignore a few. Get on with the game.
Was he able to watch it?
I think,
or was he just going off the radio commentary?
He's just texting.
Off the radio commentary?
I haven't got a clue. Well, that's him, isn't it? When he gets a chance to have a breather, he just relax for another minute. You're all right. We're in good hands here.
It's amazing you could follow the game in the boot of your car, I have to say. But anyway, thank you very much, Brian. Training tomorrow or just?
No, we'll give him Tuesday off. That's a joke in the dressing room. But we'll be through on Thursday.
All right. Well, thanks ever so much, Brian. Well done.
Thank
you. 3 points, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, James.
Right. I think that's us over and out. Emily, good to have you back.
Yeah, no, excellent. It's been great. Thanks for having me.
Great performance. Commentator on the match, I think.
Well, yeah, a few people on the forum says it's nice to have somebody on commentary knows about football and that. Thanks.
Yeah,
cheers.
That's true.
Been holding the fort, haven't we? For
Bit unfair on Paul, that, I think, but Emily, very good.
How are you, Paul? You all right?
Fine,
you're still here.
Fine. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Lewis King, his fourth appearance for FC this afternoon, his first clean sheet.
And on that right, happy right. note. Just to say, the next FC Live will be on Wednesday. The FA Youth Cup with Inchamitors against FC, 7:30 kickoff down at Hollyhedge Park.
Yep.
If you can't make the game, full commentary coming your way from 7:30. And then we're back for the men's team on Merseyside on Saturday for the senior FA Cup as we take on Bootle. Join us from 2:30 if you can't make that game. And then next Sunday it's Alnwick Town for the women's team. Join us here at Broaders Park at 2 o'clock if you can't make the game. That's all the parish notices. James, you can sign off.
Well, thanks very much for listening. FC with a win this afternoon. It's 2 wins, 2 draws, 2 defeats. So back in league action. Maybe a week on Tuesday if there's no replay with Bootle. But thanks for listening and we'll see you on Saturday.
FC Live there from Monday. And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.